Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle and happy Halloween. He's here. Constable Darren Fisher is here with Stratford Police Service. Of course, we're going to be talking about playing it safe this evening and today with Halloween. Darren, it's good to see you.
Great to see you too, Jamie. Happy Halloween.
All right. So let's talk about, again, Halloween safety. We've got the trick-or-treaters happening tonight. And it really, Darren, it seems like no matter the weather, the trick-or-treaters will be out and about and enjoying. But we got to play it safe as best we can tonight.
Yeah, we do. But first of all, I just want to point out that Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. It is so much fun to be able to go out with the kids, to see the kids come to your house. And what a great way for the kids to be able to get out into the community mm-hmm. and learn who their neighbors are, have a little bit of fun.
Interacting.
Yeah, like it's just such a great activity, and it's to be, and then you get to go home with all that candy too. It's just wonderful.
So what should we think about tonight? I really, when it comes to Halloween time, I know, as you say, there's the excitement with the kids, but we got to make sure that, of course, the kids are well seen, well spotted, and of course, to obey all traffic and safety rules.
Yes. So that's an important one, obeying all traffic rules. So make sure that the kids, and make sure that you and your kids aren't crisscrossing the road, going back and forth. Stick to one side, get to the corner, go to the next side of the road, go back down that street so that you avoid crossing the road too much. Mm-hmm. Just be mindful of cars coming and going from driveways as well. Make sure that you see them, okay? Because they always can't see you. So make sure that you see them and wait until the time is safe to go. Wear something that's visible as well. Throw on some glow sticks or put on some reflective tape, or just make sure that you can see and that you can be seen. So mm-hmm. that, again, like for you can see, make sure that your mask isn't impeding your vision too much so that you do have a clear field of view.
And I know we've had, generally mild weather. It's been up and down. But it's as we get into fall, it just, in terms of it gets darker a little earlier in the evening, it can be harder to spot because it's just, that you get that fall darkness happening. So again, when you have the glow sticks and just make sure those costumes are that drivers and people can see you for sure.
Yeah. So drivers, just be careful. Just make sure that you slow down a little mm-hmm. bit on Halloween Eve and just be mindful that kids could be darting across the road, even though we ask them not to.
Absolutely. But it's the excitement, it's the fun. And again, Darren, gosh, as we've talked about, we're not done with the pandemic as of yet, but we're slowly trying to get out of the pandemic. And so the kids will be out and about and really enjoying this evening.
Yeah. So just do your best. Throw some hand sanitizer by your candy bowl and clean your hands here and there to make sure that you're not spreading too much germs back and forth. And when kids come to the house, if you want to and you feel comfortable doing so, throw on a mask even. Paint it up, put a funny face on it, do whatever you want. Enjoy Halloween and just make sure that you're healthy and safe and having fun.
And again, a great community that we live in. Darren, before we let you go, I mean, your excitement of Halloween, I love it. Did you go out trick-or-treating when you were young? Were you
every year.
What were your costumes? I'm curious.
We always did like the homemade costumes. So,
nice.
So me and my buddy Al, we would always kind of go out together and we would come up with something and hit the town.
And your favorite Halloween treats were?
Typically the chocolate bars.
Chocolate bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Although you always, it's so funny, but you were always excited to get a can of pop too.
There you go.
Yep.
Can of pop and chocolate bars.
Yep.
It's all good. And have an absolutely happy and safe Halloween tonight. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Again, happy Halloween. Darren, it's always a pleasure.
Great to see you, Jamie. Have a great day.